Joe, good morning. Happy Friday. No spitting.
No spitting, man. We don't spit around here, folks. We don't spit. We don't spit around here in the radio business. We are sleazy. Don't get me wrong. We do a lot of bad things, but we don't spit. No, we don't spit. By the way.
That's good. We don't want to eject you early.
Don't do that. I get in enough trouble with everything else. What a bizarre start to a game. I was going back and forth, and they're getting ready to start, and I got through the national anthem, which was great, and I was going back and forth with the women's semifinals, U.S. Open. So I was watching that, and then I come back into kickoff, and, you know, guy goes down, knee just buckles on him, no dirty play or anything. They get him off. Oh, he's going to be a big part of the offense later in the year. Sad one. So now while they're getting ready to go, one of the best players in football, one of the best defensive tackles in football, Jalen Carter, spits on Dak Prescott. Now, to be fair, I'll get into all this. They apparently were jawing, and Dak spit while he had his lineman in front of him, spit towards Jalen Carter down, and they were showing that, to be fair, and they didn't want to make it. But Jalen Carter gets in his face. Now they're in each other's faces. The linemen are away from it, and they're just yapping. Nobody's really paying attention. Didn't look like it was going to be a fight. Hell, they're getting ready for the first play of the game, first offensive, defensive play of the game. And now the official's standing there. He comes over to make sure everything's cool. Come on, guys, Thursday night football. You guys are a big part of this. I mean, Jalen Carter, you could argue he's the best, second best, third best defensive tackle. One of the most disruptive big dudes there is. Even when he was going 200 miles an hour down the middle of college and had some problems, that team just said, yeah, he's going to drop a little bit. He ain't dropping a whole lot because he's at a different level. And it's turned out for him. Jalen Carter out of Georgia is a hell of a player. Gets out there and he spits with the official standing right there. Spits, I don't know, hit his shirt or whatever. I know guys spit a lot out there. You know, I'm spitting all the time too, but spitting on another guy is just raunchy. And if Dak's intention was to kind of go his way with spitting, like, trying to make a point, you're nothing. But you can't be that stupid to get in a guy's face and spit at him with an official. You shouldn't do it anyway. But next to a sucker punch, which is cold cock a guy from the side or something, and to me it's just like, it's not toughness. That's a coward. But spitting on a person is just, it's the most humiliating thing you can do. Somebody spit at another guy. Or a woman spit. I mean, it's even, complete turn off. But I just that's how it started. The NFL. And he gets kicked out of the game. No brainer. Nothing wrong there. Nobody's saying anything. And Chris Collinsworth's going, oh, my God. They just built this whole thing about we gotta be able to run the ball and we got to be able to block and double-team this guy and get him out. He's one of the most disruptive guys. And Dallas's O-line's been talking about him. And he's walking off with a smile on his face with head of security getting escorted off out of the game. And you're like, I can't believe I just saw this.
He didn't seem to care.
No.
Right? He didn't seem to care. He's like,
His ass apologized, and it sounded like Jalen Hurts went right to him after the game and said,
yeah, because you get suspended.
Dude, you just missed the whole – you basically got suspended.
Don't you suspend him more games than this? That's what people were screaming about. I know Florio was on it. Like, he could get suspended more than, just that game right there.
But not – obviously not a great look for a league that continues in a very physical and violent and emotional sport, still wants to make sure that's got to be on top of the priority list outside of cheap shots and in guys' season. That's got to be right up there, right? And an image, and kids see that, and and everything. You're teaching everybody not to, it's just a dumbass play. It's just stupid. It just is stupid. Then on top of that, I had no shot to make it, but I did make it to halftime, shockingly. 65-minute rain delay. But I'm not even done. I got to get into this. This is an interesting one. Like the Miami Dolphins, the Eagles have been one of, and Cincinnati did it too. Probably know where I'm going, Woody. Paid their two wide receivers a lot of money. Matter of fact, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith kind of match up with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle in that same category of paying your top two guys or a big part of your offense. And this kind of went on last year because they have a great running game. And last night, A.J. Brown had one catch for 8 yards, and Devontae Smith had three for 16 yards. And I saw somebody wrote, those guys are warriors. Like, they didn't say anything. We won the game 24-20. We hung in there. Dallas had a terrible fumble in great field position. But outside of that, all I could think of, two of the guys you're paying a lot of money to had four catches for 20-something yards. And, by the way, Hurts was fantastic. Did everything right through the ball, short pass. It hit one deep pass, ran. I mean, having that guy and that ability for him to take off and run basically outside and then cut back in the middle for a couple of touchdowns. And
as long as you're winning, man.
Yeah.
Same thing here, by the way. Like, if the Dolphins, if Tyreek Hill got nothing and they won,
yeah,
I don't think he'd complain. But I'll tell you, that Saquon Barkley is – he's incredible.
No, Saquon, listen, Saquon.
That's even just next level stuff, man.
He didn't have one of those crazy games last night. I'm not sure their offensive line's as good as it's been. Hey, no, I give
he
Dallas
made some plays though, man. He was dead in the backfield.
Yeah, no, he cut back. He did. Listen, he is fantastic.
He's the best back in football by far.
Yes, I don't know about. There you go.
No,
I don't know about right, by sorry. Far.
There's it's overreaction Friday, bro.
Hey, why does nobody give that guy playing for Baltimore respect? Hey. I know he's got a different style. That guy in his 30s still runs away from guys, too.
Well, depending on how things go Sunday night, he might be the
best. Right.
I'll let you know on Monday. All right,
that's
on
fair.
On Overreaction Monday, I'll let
all
you
right,
know,
well, you okay? Just got to let me win everything gets to overreaction, either the worst team we'll ever see or that's by far the best running back.
I told you the spitting thing, dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Dumbest thing you've ever seen. Not the first guy to spit.
Pretty high to the top.
Not the first guy to spit. But
you make it through a play.
No. That was crazy. You didn't even have a chance to really get mad like somebody gave you a cheap block or you thought the guy stayed on the block too long. And those guys, when they get tired, the big guys don't like to be pushed too much.
Well, nobody knew what happened, too. So, like, even the guys calling the game were like, holy crap, what happened?
Well, they thought it was just going to be a penalty, and they're just going to move it back.
Yeah, everyone was fighting, and they throw the flags.
Man, that was a crazy one. So anyway, I thought of our two guys.
They're pouring beers in Brazil forever. Did you see that? He was bartending last night in
Brazil. Who was?
Goodell.
Oh, yeah.
Watching his product in the first
I got to tell you, he spent time with Jimmy and I out in Germany. He's good.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great.
He killed me with kindness.
Yeah.
You've
changed your tune on him. I love it.
I'll tell you what, our $60 million a year commissioner was great with me, man. He was great.
Sure.
And by the way, I give him credit. He knows who everybody is. Like, you're thinking he sits up there in New York, doesn't know who all the parts of the family are around the teams. He's pretty aware of everything, and it was
Guy's the best in the business, man. As far as commissioners go.
He is by himself.
I think the NFL is just, the greed is unmatched, but.
But for those owners.
It's a job to make money, right?
For those owners, and Jerry tried to cut his pay and stuff, and those other guys told Jerry to shut up. What's your team worth, Jerky? What are you doing? Right. Yeah. So I think he's got it rolling pretty good. But I just wanted to bring it up. I thought of Jalen, and I thought of Tyreek last night. And how would our guys respond in a game, in the first game, with one? I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. I just think it's completely different situation. But A.J. Brown, one catch last night, 8 yards. He'll be reading that book again in no time. And Devontae Smith, 3 for 16. It's like a back coming out of the backfield on a swing pass, right? 3 for 16 yards. So, anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. We got a lot of Dolphin news that we're going to get to here. We got a potential little problem. I'm going to make you aware of a couple things, and if you've been reading, this Darren Waller thing is strange. Coach didn't really, I asked him, but he kind of danced on it. He danced on a lot of stuff. But Darren Waller missed his second straight practice. They made it a point to say Wednesday he missed practice because it was a rest day. It was our choice. And, well, he missed yesterday again. And so a couple days ago, Travis came out and said that he had a hip injury. And then Omar yesterday said he's had a hip injury all camp. So while they're working him along at a slow pace, getting him ready for this first game, it's just, look, I don't expect they're going to tell us everything and tell us, you know, every time they have a press conference, what's going on with every guy that's injured. I understand that. That's never happened and never will. But I'm smart enough to know when a guy doesn't practice for a few days and he's coming back and he's been out of the league, which this is a weird one to start with. And was, hey, listen, a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, he was special. 4-5 years ago, whatever it's been, when he put up some monster numbers with the Raiders. But you only got two practice squad guys you can move up. We got two healthy running backs, and that's if Achan is healthy enough to go for a lot of playing. You got, if Waller can't play, you've got two tight ends, so you have to bring one of the two guys up from the practice squad that you have. You have two guys. We'll talk more about those guys coming up. And you got a kicker who is coming up. Riley Patterson is coming up because Jason Sanders out, as you know, he's out for 4 weeks. Hopefully he's back after four. But Riley Patterson is your kicker. He's getting one of those spots. So you're going to play with two tight ends potentially or two running backs potentially because you can only bring two guys up. So unless there's some new rule, like it's only two after the first week and you can bring all the guys up and down you want in the first week, and maybe that is the rule, I don't know, but I do know once this thing gets started, it's two practice squad players is the max you can bring up from your 16 players you have on your practice squad. Most of them are first-year players or second-year players, and you have a handful of veteran guys. So this one's going to be interesting to watch, folks.
Now we're getting ready. You're talking about week 12, right? This is a week one.
This is week one.
Oh, it's week one? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's just weird that we're going through this. And then,
that injury report yesterday, just the look of it.
Yeah.
Not even the names, just the look of it.
Well, some more guys got put on the list, which is like, you know, James Daniels. We can't lose James Daniels. It's a guy we just got.
Indy had one player on their running back. One guy.
They were making it a point, hey, Dolphins, man, we're healthy and ready to go in this first game. We don't know what's going to happen. But
Dolphins had an injury report that made it look like we were in the last stretch of the season.
So all teams treat this differently, I would like to think, but I never know anymore. Just the history of watching, there's a lot of guys on it, and you go, all right, he'll be fine. He's nicked up, and they're putting him on there. And, hey, listen, and we didn't see guys are out, you know. See guys probable, questionable, doubtful. Doubtful's not good either. Doubtful's about 99% of the time. Unless something, a miracle happens the day before the game, usually that's not a good sign either. Anyway, so I didn't want to hit you with all that stuff, but my God, this Darren Waller mystery thing is, and it's been, you know, he's getting ready for what, his 33rd, 34th birthday coming? 33rd birthday.
I mean, if he doesn't end up going, then what's the difference, right?
Well, you got it. And the other thing is, you have him just because I do this for, you know, part of my job. They've got him on the depth chart, number one guy.
Yeah, but you knew there was a shot that he wasn't going to.
Yes,
actually,
I did not feel good the fact that the guy hasn't practiced and started just practicing and was coming back. And I think every guy that's ever been out there at any level and worked out and then put the pads on for a few days, there's a different soreness no matter what great shape you're in. I've never heard a guy go, you know. It's amazing. I've been practicing for a week and no soreness. Those off-season workouts are really working. Like, there's just a different, use different muscles when you play And from the way you work out, I know those guys stretch and take a lot better care of themselves than we did and everything else. But anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff here on a Friday morning, including some high school football. We got a whopper, big whopper of a game tonight, Chaminade at American Heritage Plantation. There was only one team in that first week that was able to get a win of our top-ranked teams, and that was American Heritage Plantation. They're at home. Dia Bell, five-star quarterback, and Chaminade loaded, one of the best running backs in the country. So they'll go out tonight. If you get a chance, good game to go out to. We'll get you caught up on a whole bunch of great games coming up. A couple of Catholic powerhouses going at it as well. Larry Bluestein will get us caught up on everything straight ahead. But first, before we do, we always like to tell you, especially on a weekend, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. I'm kind of talking to the truck folks out there, the folks that like trucks, always been truck people. You're special. You don't really care, because even if it's not for work and working 5, 6, 7 days a week, a lot of people just enjoy having a truck. They do a lot of work around the house. They like the family. We got family trucks. We got everything. Hey, your South Florida Chevy dealers wants to let you know it is truck month. And we want to make sure you take advantage of some great deals and come out and check out the durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for all your adventure here in South Florida. Silverado 1500 is always ready, steady, and strong, man, delivering all the power, functionality, and advanced tech needed for the workday workhorse. And if that means 5, 6, 7 days a week, you need something that works as hard as you do to make a living, well, listen, we got a Silverado truck perfect for you. Hey, the Silverado HD, not a bad way to go. You'll feel confident and in command no matter what task awaits for you. They offer big payload numbers, legendary horsepower, hardest working beds in the business. You know what I'm saying. You're looking for a truck that can work the way you work every week. You depend on it. That's the way you make a living. We got a truck perfect for you at your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you get some time this weekend, we got great deals going on. Outstanding offers right now for you at 14 different dealerships. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend and fall in love with that brand new truck. All right, Woody. And boy, it was was a strangest start to a football game I've ever seen. We've had the lightning delays, and every team's going to go through that. And weather, crazy weather, 65-minute delay or whatever it was.
What's great about the NFL, isn't it? Like, we come in on Mondays, and it's like you've seen something different you've never seen before.
I don't know, Woody. Yeah, there is a lot of
there's
that.
But something.
I know, but last night was way off the road, man.
That was like
– and by the way, it wasn't some aggressive young guy running down on special teams who – wanted to show his team his toughness and lost his temper and threw a punch and got kicked out. It's arguably one of their three or four best players on the Super Bowl championship team and one of the two or three best defensive tackles in football. And he didn't even play a snap. He didn't get double teamed and got hit high and low where those guys get upset. He didn't get where the guy kept blocking him and knocked him off his feet and stood over him. He was just standing there. They're starting getting weight to play the first offensive and defensive play of the game. And Jalen Carter spits on the quarterback. Now, I know Dak, and please, before you're going to go, because you guys feel a little feisty, they didn't tell me Dak spit before and kind of spit down and had his offensive lineman in front of him.
So I don't think before. Dak is that dude, though, either, man.
But Dak, I got to tell you.
Dak is not that guy.
And by the way, everybody knows this too. A lot of times in the NFL, it's not the first guy.
Yeah.
It's the second guy. Because now the official's in position. He's running over. Now Dak and Jalen Carter are in each other's face. Not like they were going to go to blows. I mean, the baddest man on the planet's a defensive tackle, and it's your quarterback. Like, nobody even really – they just saw him, John, the offensive lineman, are in the huddle getting all lined up for that first play and – thinking about blocking that guy and everything. And they're just standing there kind of around the line of scrimmage, and flag comes out, and he gets kicked out of the game. And you're like, what did he say? That's what I first thought. What did he say? What did Jalen Carter say? Oh, no, he's out of the game. Then they showed it. And boy, they got some close-ups. You can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say the camera angles on these things are
amazing shots. He got spit on, and the official's standing right there thinking he's got to break up. You know, hey, guys, let's get you back in the huddle. Let's get this thing started. Got a big game kicking off the NFL season. Got a zillion friggin' people watching. And you went back to college on it. Jalen Carter went back to he went back to Georgia. He went back to the speed team last night. What are you doing? What are you doing? I can't even imagine what the coaching staff, especially the coordinator, Vic Fangio, who's up in the booth going, he just got kicked out of the game. Collinsworth did a great job at that point of going, you realize how much time they spent trying to figure out how to block this guy? He is one of the most disruptive defensive tackles we have in the game. I don't know what he plays at. He's a huge, huge, athletic, active dude that was made to be a defensive tackle. And he, like you said, he gets kicked out of the game.
Would you suspend him further?
I don't.
This is one of those where the leagues, you know, they put the numbers in the hat and just pick out however many numbers.
I don't know. He got basically suspended last night, didn't he? Missed the whole game.
He did. But
I don't know. I'm not one of those like, okay, you spit on the guy. It's terrible what you did.
He punched him in the chin under his helmet. I mean, get suspended as in the same.
I don't know, Woody.
Woody,
spitting on a guy's terrible. Next to sucker punches, it's horrible. You know, you see every so often we see a fan and another fan come up, sucker punch a guy and hit him on the chin and drop him and he hits his head and, you know, it's terrible. But I don't know, Woody. I'm not going to sit here. We got a lot of stuff. I'm not going to go on and how long.
They were screaming for
Mike
it
Flory.
Last night.
I know. That's what we do, man.
They were screaming for
I know. He needs to be suspended. You know, I don't know.
I just don't think people like the Eagles. They're not a very likable team.
The Eagles?
Yeah, like they're just not a likable group. Their coaches.
Hey, man.
Some of those players. They're just not a very likable group.
I don't. Look at them that way. I think Jerry Jones and Dallas is a hard team to like.
I agree with
no,
the
you
Jerry,
don't agree. I mean, you didn't
Jerry
say
Jerry Jones thing. Jerry Jones very tough to like, but I don't find that Dallas team as a whole. All that, you know, I mean,
I don't know America's team. I think everybody got tired for a long time. America's team.
Always lose.
I know they are. They were throwing their numbers up the last time they sniffed a Super Bowl or a
look at this guy talking
NFC Championship game.
Probably before the coach, right, Jerry Jones?
Yeah, well, that's what
Good
he does.
God, man.
By the way, you take that job, you know Jerry's talking so before stupid. You do after the game. And then you respond as a head coach to what Jerry has to say about that loss last night. They had a chance. Hey, listen, they were in the game. They marched right down. They looked good. They did a lot of good things. CeeDee Lamb was fantastic in the game last night, coming back and catching the ball and making a point to get him the football and stuff. But, you know, that costly fumble, too. Difference in the game, man. Down in great field position to fumble. Cowboys fumble one. But, I don't know what's going to happen. It's funny because I can hear the commissioner because I knew people were going to want this guy, like, basically kicked out of the league or to pay because spitting's so bad. And I was like, now the commissioner's going, we don't have anything for this. What are we going to do for spitting on a guy before the game starts? What are we going to do to this guy?
Hey, at least it distracted from how pathetic those kickoffs looked. We got to stop with this stuff, man, every year, making these things more and more ridiculous.
I think this is the best you can do, Woody.
Those guys, so they got to come up and, like, it's like a chip shot kick, right?
Yep, you don't need it. Kick it right to the goal line.
Kick it a tad too hard. You start at the 35 yard
35.
Line, so you get a first down. You're almost at field goal range.
Yes.
With the way that these guys kick now.
Correct.
I'm just not a huge fan of any of that, man.
If in the name of health, I'm just gonna say they're trying everything. And if this, because we're one step away. If this doesn't work, and we have a zillion concussions with this one this year, and the numbers go way up. Then our next start's going to be, if you go to a scrimmage and see how a scrimmage starts, you just line up at the 30, the number ones against the number two. That's what they're going to do,
but
Woody.
College does it. Look, kicking out the back of the end zone, you start at the 25, it's fine.
It's not.
Whatever.
Everyone, when you get seven or eight of them and you realize the play's a waste after a while,
it's
that's what happened.
It's a ceremonial play. That's all it is. It's for looks. But this with this chip shot thing.
I disagree with you, man.
Box and,
I disagree. I it looks weird. I've gotten used to it. But I'd rather see a guy catch the ball down around the goal line. I think we're going to have more touchdown. We're going to have great field position no matter what. Guy catches the ball.
Yeah.
And the guy just takes off and runs. You can get to the 30. Everybody's going to get the ball between the 30. You hope. That's the other thing. Your coverage now becomes so friggin' important. You need guys to get around the guy that's blocking you, and you need to get down there, and you need to make a tackle around the 30. And if you get a guy at the 28, 29, it's a win for your group because field position is going to change. These guys are going to be playing outside of big punts, off the kickoff returns. There's going to be some really good field position. And all of a sudden, the Cam Goods of the world and those guys are going to be really, really important. Those three or four guys that run down there, beat the block and run down there to make a tackle, and they can save you 7 or 8 yards every time. Boy, they are they're going to be popular. But Woody, I disagree, man. The next thing, I don't think anybody I know wants to just rip it from where it was, because all these guys, as you said, all these guys got great legs. I don't mean sexy legs. They got big legs, and they can rip it out of the back of the they can all kick it out of the end zone. All of them. Jason Sander, anytime he wants, he can rip it out of the back, and so can all the rest of them.
I like that you felt the need to clarify that legs.
Well, I didn't want to get all sexy on men today. Like, he's got some great legs out there.
Did you see the Saquon, the squatting?
Oh, my God.
Thing they showed? Those are good legs.
So the funny comment, anything that – I just want to put anything that will make the bend that bar like that to
– Oh, my God, man.
How strong is that? How strong are those legs? Good
He
God.
Is unbelievable to watch. I mean, he really, really
I know you've
man.
Brought him up. Listen, he's a special player.
He's all alone as far as
he is,
that elusiveness and those cuts and
he is,
the jumping.
Are you going all alone again?
He just is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. He's really
now
good.
Now, that may change by Monday, but we'll see.
Well,
we'll see. We got to see the big
just
horse.
Just back off a little bit, yeah.
I do want to see the big horse in Baltimore.
I just think any guy 31, 32 that outruns everybody at that weight.
Well, we got to see now. Has the big horse lost a step?
They keep saying that. He keeps getting extensions. He's beating the hell out of running back father of time. He just, father of time hasn't been nice to that position. And he is going, I got you again. I got you. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We're running a little bit late. We do have a lot of stuff to get to here coming up this morning. We got some Dolphin stuff, and we have a lot more Dolphin stuff that we'll be getting to. Plus, we're getting in some high school football. It is Football Friday, which means usually belongs to high school, but there is kind of a big game tonight, and it should be a hell of a game. Kansas City, I can't wait to see what they look like. Everybody's all over the board about how good Kansas City's going to be after winning, going 15-2, I think, last year. Had a great year, and they'll play against the Chargers. So we'll have more on that. Yeah, the NFL couldn't even leave the poor high school football alone for a Friday night. Just couldn't do it. Could not do it. Hey, I want to talk about hurricane season, man. It's here. And September could get rough. We're just starting into this September. I know one thing. And Chev always tells me, a Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, the CEO over there says, Joe, the one thing people can do is give us a call. We're going to bust our humps to do a great job and protect their home, man, whether it's the impact windows and doors or it's a new roof, we do it all. Matter of fact, if you have an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the next storm. If you've been going, we're going to save some money. Hopefully we'll get through this September, October. We'll be good, and we'll worry about it next year. Don't do that. What are you waiting for? You got a company that's cover all South Florida. Going to do great work. Very competitive prices. They do it right. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They've got professionals answering the phone ready to help you with all your questions and get you started today. All right, welcome back here. I guess we can officially call this a Football Friday, although Marlins have the Phillies coming to town here. Glad to be off the road and back home. But, yeah, we've got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to get to, some big high school football games tonight. We got, if you're an NFL fan, don't worry. They got you covered tonight, Kansas City Chiefs and Chargers. Love everybody's predictions. By the way, I know everybody's got wild takes on everything, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And by the way, when we all agree and we all go crazy, it just gets more clicks because more people want to go. It's the dumbest thing you've ever done. And ESPN's getting to be really classic at this. They are. Their takes on things, and listen, they do a lot of debating like we do and talking and stuff. But sometimes, and by the way, if we don't see it right away, we just decide somebody's really bad, right? Or if they do something great in the one game, they're the greatest thing. And so some people, that's, you know, what have you done for me lately? And we go that way. But I got to tell you, yesterday, Channing's partner on the pivot came out, talked about generational quarterbacks. I'm always interested. Some of them I played against. Some I've just watched like you have. Actually, most of them since I've been out so long. And I play with a guy that was really had special skills. And they're all different, right? Some have strong arms. Some have a quick release. Some are more accurate than others. Some can run better than others. But there's a lot of different ways to get to greatness of quarterbacks, what you would consider, you know, an elite of elite quarterbacks. But I got to tell you, Woody, yesterday they got talking, and it started with Arch Manning. And look, at right now.
That's the problem, by the way, right there.
There you have
it,
yes.
The initial question of Arch Manning being a generational talent.
This thing with Arch Manning, I just wish everybody could back up.
Yeah, leave the kid alone.
Leave him alone. At this point, he's just trying to complete some passes and get some confidence. Probably not the best thing for his first start to start the season. He started two games before. This was his third start. But as the number one quarterback on the team, and he's going against Ohio State, and he didn't look ready. He did not look very prepared. And I'd agree, his footwork, everything, his decision-making, it was bad. It was bad. But I'm listening. It went from that, and we got into generational quarterbacks. And it's always interesting because we all have a different – it's hard to rank them except for numbers and championships. I don't know how you don't put Tom Brady in everything. I know Tom wasn't the fastest guy. So if that's your thing and you want your quarterback to take off and run for 400 or 500 yards, but you look at Tom Brady's championships and numbers, I mean, he owns everything. He owns everything. I'm not saying he's the most athletic guy at his position, but any guy that plays that long and is that good, even at the end, hell, he's got records in Tampa Bay, was there long enough to win a ton of playoff games and win a championship. And by the way, completely changed the way we look at Bill Belichick. Soon as, in my opinion, as soon as Tom Brady left and went to Tampa Bay and won a championship, everybody started looking at Bill Belichick a little bit differently. I'm not saying he still won all the games. You can call him, you know, the greatest and all that stuff. But I don't know how you don't put Tom Brady. He took, I guess, Peyton Manning was in that group.
You want to hear this nonsense?
Ryan Clark, anyway, on his comments here. Yeah.
A few of them. I think there's less than what you think. I think John Elway was a generational talent. I think Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent. I don't think Tom Brady, I don't think Drew Brees, I don't think Peyton Manning are generational talents. I think Andrew Luck ended up being a generational talent.
What?
I don't think there's a ton of them out there.
But so then what? Then how does one in your eyes be a generational talent? Because there's not a lot of difference.
Production. Let me chime in here because I love the argument.
Your guy
back
made sense right
between.
There.
I ain't trying to get in the way of
you
it.
Got it.
Here's the reality. The operative word here is. Do you believe Arch Manning is a generational talent? He could be, but he's not.
Why
not yet? What have you seen to say that he is?
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence.
Anyway, so they're going back on, you know, this thing started with everybody just deciding this guy's, he's getting ready to start the season as a starting quarterback for Texas. Just, and I know the Manning background probably has part of this, of grandfather and his two uncles.
They keep screwing this kid though, man.
But this really kid, and this kid didn't ask for any of this stuff, man. No. He ain't going around beating his chest.
He does seem like a quiet kid, right?
He's like, what the hell did I get into?
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, they brought up he's making $6.5 million.
Why are they talking about him with Brady and Peyton, Drew Brees?
Well, then it switched over to, well, I don't think there's very many of those guys that you think he might have a chance to be anyway, including his uncle. I don't think he's one of those guys. Oh, gosh, man. You can't make all this stuff up, man.
What
you can't make it up.
Those shows, though, man. I mean, where do they get this stuff from? Do you throw Brady in that now?
Hey, listen, you can't be generational and quit in your 20s. How about that one? Mm-hmm. First overall pick from Stanford. We saw him down here.
I can't believe you threw Andrew Luck in there too. But
Andrew Luck's an athletic director head of recruiting at Stanford.
Sounds stupid that we have to say this, but Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever, probably the greatest football player ever.
He could be 1-1. Yes.
That guy was.
But people really have a problem. They really have a problem. Like, he did it for a long time. He stuffed the playoff stat sheet. He stuffed the rings. And he's got, you can look it up, touchdowns, yards.
Yeah.
Hell, I think.
Such a stupid conversation. On the day that the league started getting ready to kick off, like,
yeah.
Just such a stupid conversation.
Yeah, you're right. We're getting ready to go. That's a great point. We're getting ready.
Like Drew Brees, okay, whatever, but. Brady and Manning? Come on, man.
Yeah, that's a – I think you hit 1 and 2 right there,
remember
by the way.
Remember when those two used to get together and play against one another?
Those are classics. Colts and the Patriots.
That's Allen and Jackson now,
that
right?
That was good business. Yes.
Or good, Allen good and call. Mahomes or Jackson and Mahomes. Yeah. Those three.
Well, Mahomes is – listen, I agree with everybody. Mahomes is, like, right now is no matter – they think he's going to – you know, got more to – have a lot more touchdowns than he's had here recently playing with some of the worst group of receivers you've seen, right?
Yeah. Hey, Brady had some of those years too, though.
He did.
Where his receivers are pretty lean.
He did.
He
no,
still
yeah,
won.
No question.
Going to Tampa and winning, though, in the mid-40s, that was – and they were showing some of his highlights yesterday too. He was slinging it up there, man.
Yeah, they weren't just handing the ball off. It wasn't
that
a running
wasn't like Peyton,
yeah.
Peyton at the end of his career, remember, with Denver.
Go get him, D. By the way, yeah, Tampa Bay did have a good defense. All right, hey, 7 o'clock hour is coming up, man. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. The NFL, and you may be with this. There's a lot of you that listen to this show that agree. The NFL power rankings are out. I took about 6 or 7 of them yesterday. Everything from 22 to a guy that's going to join us in a 9 o'clock hour has us a 29th best team. For the life of me, I went back and looked at how many teams last year. We'll come back and talk about this. You'd be shocked on how many teams, unless off the top you can remember, had 5 wins or less. There was a lot of friggin' teams last year in the NFL that had some bad, bad years. Anyway, I do want to take a minute this morning and talk to you about something very, very important to men out there. Stop with the quarterback for just a second. Let's talk about you. How you doing with low T and ED right now? How you handling low T? Well, Joe, how the hell do I know if I have it or not? I mean, how the hell am I supposed to know my body? Are you tired all the time? Energy gone. Matter of fact, when that happens and you find yourself like, yeah, I started taking more naps and just I find myself falling asleep watching shows and no energy on the weekends and wife's complaining to me and she wants to do more and I don't have the energy, you probably have low T. There's a good chance you're foggy. How about you're snappy? And everybody's noticed, ooh, somebody had a bad day again. Somebody's a grumpy old man. If you're getting that at your house, you have low T. And with it, ED, you know if you have that or not. That's very simple. Is the bedroom right now in that bed, is it a hit and miss or has it just become a complete strikeout? If it has, then nothing's working for you right now. I had them both. I'm laughing at myself right now, not laughing at you out there. But I want to let you know, you can get rid of it with Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works, baby. It works. It's unbelievable, the program. I will tell you, when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do for a living. They take care of low T and ED. They knock it out. They give you the T, the PSA test, if medically advised, a test dose. On top of that, you meet with their professionals, people that do nothing but put together a program for you, to give you great results. And with 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood, you can't go wrong. I go to Plantation, by the way. Tell them Joe Rose said to give him a call. He said, hey, did it work for Joe, really? He says it's working unbelievable. I want it to work for me, and I want it to work fast. It does. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. Get that number. It works.